The Ryder Cup pairings are out for the middle of the night. Foursomes matches. Scott Mischa, Irish Examiner, Global Golf Post, joining us on the Adam Gold Show. I don't know. I'm super excited for this. I can't decide. Am I going to stay up late? Probably not, because I'm old. But could I get up at like 3 and catch the second half of the morning matches? I don't know. I don't know how you're going to approach it. That's personal. All of that stuff's personal. Let's get right to it. First, I am stunned that Jordan Spieth and Justin Thomas are not playing in the first set of matches. I thought maybe not the first match out, but certainly they'd be playing in the morning. Tell me why they aren't. They are not.
Well, I'm surprised you didn't realize that that wasn't going to happen, because Justin Thomas wasn't picked to go out in an alternate shot format. He was picked to be a four balls guy and an emotional guy who pairs well with Jordan Spieth. And they were always going to play four balls. And that's in the afternoon. So
he's not a mascot. Justin Thomas is one of the bell cows of this team.
He is, but he's not playing to the guy that you're going to send out for four sessions. Nobody's going to play four team sessions, I would not suspect, unless Cantlay and Shoffley are like unstoppable or something like that. And then you have to send them back out. But I think with the kind of course and the conditions and how hard it is to walk that place, it's not going to be one where you see a lot of teams, a lot of guys play five matches. Maybe somebody for Europe will, but I don't know if anybody for the U.S. will play five matches. So I think JT and Spieth were pegged to go out in four balls all along. And I think the U.S. team sent out its strength right out front. If Scottie Scheffler is putting as well as he says he is now, they are formidable in that first group. And of course, you got Shoffley and Cantlay as your anchor leg, and probably the most difficult to pick match against Rory and Fleetwood. That's going to be great for your final thing. And it really is a tone setter for the week.
No question.
Team wins that.
Scott Mischa, Global Golf Post, Irish Examiner here. We're going to get into the matches here in a second. I've already given everybody who they are and all of that. But my prediction is here. JT and Jordan win their afternoon four-ball match, and they play both sessions on Saturday. Justin Thomas can play any format. Jordan Spieth can play any format. And the fact that they left them out this morning may be just a little bit more juice, because, Justin Thomas is probably not going to be too amped up. Scottie Scheffler, I thought he would hit the first shot. I thought the world number one, arguably the best ball striker in the sport, would certainly among them. I thought he would hit the first shot. Is he going? They're playing John Rahm and Tyrrell Hatton. There's no volatility in that pairing at all, he says sarcastically. Is Scheffler? There was a rumor that he was using a long putter. Please tell me no.
I don't believe so. I think he's just got a new putter. But I have not seen the wand he's playing with. But it sounds like what he's done is he's got a new coach.
He does.
Talking to, and a European at that. Maybe it's sabotage. Who knows? I don't think so.
Well, how much worse can it get?
Exactly.
I want he and Rory to play each other in singles, and then the two of them can hit. It would be a stripe show for 18 holes, and nobody can make a putt, and they just end the match all square. Scheffler and Burns, Rahm and Hatton. Who do you like?
Well, that's a great. I think it's a great match.
Yeah.
And I kind of like Scheffler and Burns in this. I think Burns is playing great right now. He's apparently, from everybody on ground out there, he's really hitting the ball well. And I think he's going to be a surprise, and I think he's a better player than Hatton when he's at the top of his game.
Yep.
So I think it gives you two strengths on one team and a strength and a half on the other.
Max Homa and Brian Harman. Not surprised at all that that is a pairing. I thought Homa would play an alternate shot. I thought he would be playing with another Cal Golden Bear in Colin Morikawa, but Brian Harman should pair well with absolutely anyone against Victor Hovland and Ludvig Åberg. I believe that Homa and Harman will be hitting first off of every fairway the way those two Europeans bomb the ball. But how do you like that match?
With Sotyktu for moderate to severe plaque psoriasis, you could show off your skin again. And you know what that means?
Beach day.
As a TYK2 inhibitor, Sotyktu is the only once-daily pill of its kind for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Ask your dermatologist about Sotyktu today and learn more at SoClearlyYou.com. That's SoClearlyYou.com. Sotyktu, deucravacitinib, is a prescription treatment for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who may benefit from systemic therapy or phototherapy. Don't take if you're allergic to Sotyktu. Serious reactions can occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections, including tuberculosis. Sotyktu can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Serious infections, cancers including lymphoma, muscle problems, and changes in certain labs have occurred. Tell your doctor if you have a history of these events, or if you have an infection or symptoms like fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you have history of hepatitis B or C, liver or kidney problems, high triglycerides, or had a vaccine or plan to. Sotyktu inhibits TYK2, which is part of the JAK family. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors who use a JAK inhibitor are at increased risk for certain side effects, sometimes fatal. It's unknown if Sotyktu has the same risks as JAK inhibitors. Call 1-888-SOTYKTU to learn more.
Protesters and supporters alike are lined up outside the United States Supreme Court this afternoon as a decision in the most hotly debated case in years is set to be delivered.
From iHeart Podcasts, Supreme, The Battle for Roe tells the story of the unlikely champions behind the landmark case Roe v. Wade.
Sir, I graduated the top quarter of my class.
We just don't have a spot for you.
Starring Maya Hawke as 26-year-old lead attorney Sarah Weddington.
We're challenging the Texas abortion laws in federal court.
And Academy Award nominee William H. Macy as Supreme Court Justice Harry Blackmun.
My chief qualification being, I'm uncontroversial.
You know how we both ended up on the Supreme Court?
Politics.
Damn right.
This may be the longest of shots, but it's also the last chance for a lot of women.
Time is not the most important factor. Getting it right is.
I'm trying to get you to stand for something, man. Now go to it.
Listen to Supreme, The Battle for Roe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think this is an extraordinarily fun match, and I am never going to pick against Brian Harman in match play. I think he's a Georgia Bulldog, real Bulldog in this thing. But my goodness, you're going up against two of the hottest guys in the world right now, who absolutely can intimidate you with their power. So this is really an intriguing match, but I think it's going to come down to the greens. And I think Harman and Homa might get this one done and sneak a point away that I think Europe is really counting on.
That it's one of those matches that, like, on the low could really determine a lot. It's just one point, but you know, again, I agree with you. I think Victor Hovland, you talk about nobody's going to play four matches for the United States. I think Victor Hovland could play four matches for the Europeans, and I think Ludvig Åberg could also play four matches. That kid is unbelievable. I know Rory said yesterday he still has school to finish. He's going to be back at Texas Tech finishing up his degree in December, and then he'll come out and kick tail on the PGA Tour. A little bit of a surprise with Ricky Fowler going out. I don't know if it's a surprise that he's going out an alternate shot, but because I really thought that we would see Spieth and Thomas play in the morning. But Fowler and Morikawa against Shane Lowry and Sepp Straka. You couldn't have a more differing look between the two teams, right?
Yeah, you certainly couldn't. I mean, those are two big boys that Europe is throwing out against them, and two very intimidating, Will Shane's very intimidating. I guess Sepp's not that intimidating. He's a very nice guy. And
so is Shane. Shane is nice too. They're gonna. But
he's very nice, but Shane can put his game face on and scare the heck out of anybody. but this is a really a toss up match. I like Lowry and Straka in it, but I think Fowler and Morikawa are a very formidable alternate shot team. They're not gonna go off the yard very much. So they'll be putting for birdies. A lot. And, you know, Shane and Sepp could get a little, you know, Sepp's actually pretty accurate.
Yep.
But Shane can get a little sideways at times. So I think this is a toss-up.
And then,
I would lean towards Shane and Sepp.
You would lean towards that? I see. I have that match halved. I have the first match halved. I have the European side, Hovland and Åberg, winning their match. And then it comes down to, I mean, this is the heavyweight right at the end of the morning session, Xander Schauffele and Patrick Cantlay, who will play. They're attached at the hip anyway, so it's not like they'll ever break them up, against Rory McIlroy and Tommy Fleetwood. And this just has, I mean, 15 rounds written all over it. Who do you like?
I think this is the decisive match of the morning thing, and I really do think it sets the tone for the whole week. If I was, you make me put my money on it, I probably would just go with Cantlay and Schauffele for being together and a known commodity. Rory has not been at his best in some of these Ryder Cup team sessions, so I think Schauffele and Cantlay make more putts. And so I think I'd give them the edge. I think it's a decisive match. I think you go split two of the earlier ones, and one of them's a half. And I think that one determines the session.
I think I actually have the session going two apiece with two matches halved. Europe winning one and the United States winning one. Real quick about the Brooks Koepka element on this team. Personally, I figured he wasn't going to play in foursomes. I figured he would go out in four balls. But if he wins his four-ball match, he's another guy. I wouldn't be surprised to see him play both times on Saturday, because he can be, I mentioned that I thought JT was a bell cow. I mean, I think Brooks Koepka is the same thing. Koepka is one of the best handful of players on earth. Just because he's playing on LIV and he can't get world rankings points. I don't even know what his world ranking is, but the dude is an absolute killer, especially in this in an environment like this.
He is, and my real dream is that he and Harmon go out against Rahm and Hatton, because I think that'd be the most volatile match you could ever have on a Ryder Cup stage. Those are four personalities that will not back down. And so I think that would be great. I'm surprised Koepka isn't out in the first session, but maybe it is only because it's alternate shot. If he plays really well tomorrow afternoon, I definitely could see him going twice on Saturday.
All right, let me just get you, Scott Mishaw, Global Golf Post, Irish Examiner here on the Adam Gold Show. Let me just get you to look ahead to Sunday singles with me for a second. And I understand that this will also be determined by what score we're looking at, but I anticipate a very close match throughout. I think this will be the throwback to when it was close throughout. You know, whether you go back to, some of the matches at the Belfry where we had close matches. We just haven't seemed to had too many close ones of late, at least as far as I could tell. Although I guess it was close until late Saturday in France, but maybe not. I don't even remember anymore, but the final scores haven't been close. Who would you, given a close match, who would you send out in the first couple of matches for the U.S. on Sunday?
Well, I would definitely send out a fresh Spieth. You're talking in Sunday?
Sunday singles, yes.
In Sunday singles. Oh, well, that's it. It really depends. It depends on, obviously,
the score.
What the score is. But I do think you want to put a couple of your big dogs and your emotional guys up front. So I think you're going to see Spieth, and you're going to see JT,
yep,
and you're going to see Brian Harman, and those guys early. I don't know exactly what order, and if JT is playing well, I might send him out first, because I do think he is in the emotional heart of this U.S. team for the last few international team sessions. I mean, he's got that fire,
yep,
that can help, you know, light the, you know, spark a big day. So if it's close, I think I want those three emotional guys out early, and who you save for late is going to be very interesting, but I think you need steady hands at the back end of it, like Morikawa,
mm-hmm,
and, you know, maybe even
Harman.
No, I think Koepka goes early too.
I think Koepka's, like bats cleanup or something. I think I like Brian Harman late. I like Colin Morikawa late. I like Justin Thomas first, on top of the fact that, hey, considering the year he's had, he's used to going out early on a Sunday. Oh, my gosh, I can't believe I said that.
Wow.
Yeah, well, why not? I mean, it was an easy joke to make. Scott Mishaw.
He's not usually there on Sunday, but.
Holy cow! That was more cutting than mine. Scott, you are a gentleman. I appreciate your time. Global Golf Post, Irish Examiner, Scott Mishaw, my friend. Good luck. Enjoy the matches. I will talk to you later.
Thanks.
That was a cutting joke because Justin Thomas has missed a lot of cuts this year, so not used to being around on Sunday. Either way, JT has, like, never lost a pairs match in either the Ryder Cup or the President's Cup. I mean, unless I'm looking at the wrong stuff, 10-0-2 in his career in pairs. That's pretty good. I think that's good. And he is, he's 2-0-1 in alternate shot in a Ryder Cup. He is 4-0-2 in a President's Cup. Jordan Spieth in his career is 12-2-1 in partner matches. Yeesh. Like, I'm not saying that Zach Johnson blew it, but Justin Thomas and Jordan Spieth would have been playing early in the morning tomorrow. But it's all right. There's a lot of guys that need to play.
From iHeart Podcasts, Supreme, The Battle for Roe tells the story of the unlikely champions behind the landmark case Roe v. Wade. Starring Maya Hawke as 26-year-old lead attorney Sarah Weddington
for challenging the Texas abortion laws in federal court.
And Academy Award nominee William H. Macy as Supreme Court Justice Harry Blackmun.
Time is not the most important factor. Getting it right is.
Listen to the podcast Supreme, The Battle for Roe on the iHeart Radio app or wherever you get your podcasts.